But what does he mean by that?
What kind of message do I send?
Why are boys so annoying?
Finally, hooking you up with millennial dating advice. I'm your host, Heather Hopkins, and you're listening to The Hookup. Hey guys, we are back for another week of The Hookup with Heather Hopkins. After lots of technical difficulties, we are back and ready to record this amazing episode.
Yes,
we have Camilla in the studio, and don't tune out yet because she has a Portuguese accent?
Yeah.
She has an accent that's going to put you guys all to die. your dream accent. all right, so Camilla, she is a Brazilian. She's an influencer with 950,000 followers.
Wow.
Can we get a wicka wicka wow? She is an actress, filmmaker. She's in school for what? What are you in school
for? I'm doing acting for film right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's all that.
I'm actually a journalist too. I'm graduating. Like, I have my master's. Oh, yeah.
Wait, what? Master's now?
I do.
That's amazing. Okay, so Camilla is semi-new to LA. She's been here for like how many months?
5 months.
5 months.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk a lot about that because there's a lot of differences between Brazilian men and LA men.
Yeah.
So we're going to make sure to tackle that topic. And we're also, I didn't tell her this yet, but remember we had that conversation like last week where you said, Heather, his friends always end up liking me, but the actual guy I'm into doesn't end up liking me.
Yes, the story of my life.
Yes, so we are going to talk about the story of your life.
Okay.
And yeah, I always like give like a little teaser so in the beginning of my episode so that people are like, oh, I got to hear that part. So don't tune out. So number one, let's talk about how the heck you built 950,000 followers.
Okay, I don't know.
You don't know.
No, the thing is, we talked about it. Mm-hmm. And actually, I had this boyfriend for like 4 years, mm-hmm. and he was a musician. He was in a band, and I think people were curious, like they wanted to know who the hell I was.
So did he post you in his story?
No, he wasn't allowed to post
Were
anything.
Were you a secret girlfriend?
I was a secret girlfriend for 4 years.
If 4 years?
I'm not, 4 years. If I'm not an angel, I don't know what I am.
Did you ever get worried that you were a secret? Or you, it was
100%.
Like... 100%.
It was awful. Because when we started,
yeah.
he wasn't like huge. He was not.
Yeah.
He was just like...
Wow, that's
regular.
Gotta be insane. Yeah.
And then he grew and like he got in this band and they were like a massive success. And uh-huh. I couldn't post and he was like on tour for months and weeks. And me and my best friend, uh-huh. she used to date the other guy from
okay.
the band. And we would like stay on calls
so you guys
every
were
day
groupies?
Crying. No!
Oh.
When we started dating them, they were in the band.
Oh, okay. Oh
After
gosh.
Like 1 or 2 years we uh-huh. were together, he got into this band.
Okay,
so
got it.
I had a regular boyfriend, and
then you
like,
had like a
nowhere,
rock star boyfriend.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
And then you were this. So in the beginning of your relationship, was it like still normal where
yeah.
you guys would post about each
yes.
other?
Yes.
Oh, so
yes.
that's when they found you.
Yes.
And then they were like, wait, what's going on?
Yes. But we weren't allowed to post anything, talk about it, post pictures. I couldn't post on my own, like.
Who told him that he couldn't do that?
His manager.
Okay.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
You know,
so was it ever anything that you found out? Like, did you find out anything?
Oh, or? Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't usually talk about dirt on my
no,
podcast.
No, no,
but like,
I found out a lot of stuff. Actually,
okay.
I don't think, like, I think it's not anybody's fault.
No.
Like,
no.
I kind of knew, like, mm. you're not, like, completely blind.
Yeah.
You can feel it. I
yeah.
believe us girls, like, we can feel
oh,
it.
Oh, we got instant... You can't
we
get anything past
us.
I swear, I can pick up on... I feel like within hours,
yeah.
we can be like, something's off.
Same.
We know, we
Same.
Know.
But sometimes we don't want to admit it.
Yeah.
So that was my case.
Yeah,
I was
course.
Super young. Like, we started dating, I was 17, so...
Okay. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. Well, that's so interesting. So how is, like... Since you have grown a big platform, like, okay, so a lot of people think, like, oh, they can get whoever they want.
No.
And their DMs just get flooded with
no.
hot guys. So give us the real real.
That's so crazy. I know. Because
yeah.
people think, like, oh, like, even the guys that I go out with, they're like, oh,
oh, you
have a
yeah,
lot of
exactly.
guys.
Like,
and I'm like,
no.
You would be only one who actually talked to me.
Right?
That it's yeah. so funny. Like, I feel there's this, people believe that. So yeah. they don't even try.
Yeah.
You know?
It's true.
I believe, like, let's be honest. I believe a lot of guys are scared
yeah.
of girls who have built something
uh-huh.
and have their own business and stuff. They're yeah. like, no, I don't get a shot. But actually, I'd like them to try.
Yeah, try it.
Because, like, I
shoot your shot.
I get, like, there's 100 times when I wish a guy would talk to me or just approach yeah. me in yeah. any ways. But I wasn't 100% sure if yeah. he was into me or not. Mm-hmm. And most of the times I realized, like, some friend told me they were into me, but they were afraid to take, like, a first step.
Yep.
And I'm like, why?
Just come up to me.
Why? I'm a person.
I know. I get that.
Yeah.
Well, for all the men out there, you can learn from this. And, okay, has anything ever gone down in the DMs?
Yeah.
So, have
My
you...
My first birthday, this boyfriend,
yeah.
we met through Facebook.
Yeah.
I added him.
Well, by 2040, it's that 70% of couples will have met online.
Oh, definitely.
And so, I mean, a lot of times I don't respond to, like, guys trying to, like, but I totally have, and I've had a great relationship from it. So, what the heck? Just send it.
Yeah, like, right? This guy, I added him, and he yeah. started to talk, and we felt like we had a lot in common. And after a week, we were dating, and we lasted for, like, four years.
We're going to talk about that, the difference between Brazil
okay,
and LA,
yeah,
because
yeah,
that
yeah.
wouldn't happen That's down here.
That's massive.
That's true. All right, so let's go down to that, to your dating problem. I don't want to call it a problem. It's not your...
It's a question.
It's a reoccurring thing.
Something I need to solve.
Okay, so your quote is that his friends always end up liking me, right?
Yeah.
So I want you to, like, lay that out for us. What was the situation? This has happened multiple times.
Okay.
What happens?
The thing is, more than twice, like, I think six times... Where
Six
I really,
times.
Like, in my life,
yeah.
all the guys I really liked that I felt, like, I had this huge connection mm-hmm. and whatever, mm-hmm. they always had this friend mm-hmm. who I could see from day one was 100% into me.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, always what used to happen is that this happens,
uh-huh.
is that, they feel uncomfortable
mm-hmm.
coming up to me because they know 100% that their friend is into me. So in the end, I end up alone because I won't be
Because you don't
their
want
friend.
The friend.
No,
yeah.
and
yeah.
I'm very like, you know, when you feel something,
yeah.
you're not like just, I won't give that up. But
yeah.
they do, mainly because of their friends. Usually they're like best friends.
Uh-huh.
And I swear, like, it happened multiple times.
Because they want to honor the bro code.
Yeah, and I respect
but,
that.
Yeah.
Nothing's gonna happen, you
yeah.
know. I'm not gonna go yeah. out with their friend.
Yeah, but I told you why the friend always falls in love with you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me give you guys the advice that I gave Camilla.
It's amazing. It's
because
totally true.
Here is why this always happens to people. It's because you're being your total self around the friend, right? Because you don't care. You have no expectations for this relationship.
Yeah.
You're just being all you, right?
So true.
And so of course the friend falls in love because look at Camilla. She's
oh
the
my
best.
God.
So and then you go to the crush because you have all this. You have expectations about this person.
I'm
you have
so weird.
You have no, but I know
when
but,
I like someone. Totally weird.
Well, you know why?
I know.
Because you built them up in your head, so you put a bunch of pressure on your interaction, right?
Yeah.
But then the friend, you're like, YOLO, whatever, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't want you, so I do whatever I want.
Yeah.
And that's your beautiful side. That's the special things you bring.
Yeah.
So then, because that's why you act like that with the guy you actually like, because you built him up in your head.
Exactly.
And then if it doesn't go exactly your way, then you're like, ah.
Yeah.
And so you put too much pressure on yourself.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. That's what it is.
It's perfect.
Because you don't have pressure on the relationship with a friend, that's
I'm
why
chill.
You're totally
I'm
fine.
Myself.
And that's what makes the men fall in love, right?
Yeah. And like,
yeah.
I can see that
yeah.
with their
yeah.
friend.
Yeah.
I actually have more connection because
yeah.
I'm just like allowing
yeah.
a conversation.
Yeah.
But with
yeah.
the guys I'm into, I just freeze.
I know.
I don't look at them. I totally
I know.
Like,
she told me. I was like, what do you mean? Like, what happens? You're just like.
I totally. If you're the guy
uh-huh.
I'm into,
uh-huh.
I totally. I'm not going to look at you.
Where do you think that started? Where you don't look at them? Was it always like that?
No, I told you. She knows everything. The thing is, I used to fall for the wrong guys.
Right.
And I think that has a lot to do with what I think I deserved. And it took me years and years of just being frustrated and unhappy with my relationships to realize that it was all about me and what I was looking for. And I used to go for like the bad guy.
So when you say what you thought you deserved, did you think you deserved a bad guy?
Actually, I think I didn't know what real affection and love was.
Yeah.
So I thought that being attracted to someone
was enough.
Was enough.
And the chemistry was enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And wow, we're gonna be happy ever after. But the thing is, there was a chemistry, but I wasn't like looking for the right things. I wasn't looking for a person who was gonna be a real friend instead of someone I'm attracted to.
And
I think that's a thing we all go to when we're young.
Yeah.
Like,
are you kidding me? I used to always go for the bad boys. Yeah. And like, the second a guy was too nice to me, I'm like, oh, no, no.
This is too nice.
Much. Yeah, too much. Yeah. No, I get that.
It took me a lot of years to realize that I was looking in the total, like, wrong direction.
Yeah, yeah.
So now I clearly see that my thing is, since I used to go for the bad guys, I totally know how to deal with them.
Yeah.
Like, you train yourself. Like, I'm 25 right now, and so I trained a lot into...
Have you met a guy who treated you great yet?
Yes. But the thing is...
What? Oh, no. She's like, but he's not bad enough.
No. Oh. Yeah, but the thing is... Actually, yes. Yeah, the bad thing is I realized right like a year ago what I want and what I don't.
Okay.
So it's pretty recent. And before that, I had an amazing person in my life who was the best. And I totally didn't pay attention to that and didn't nourish the way I should have.
Yeah, yeah.
And I kind of regret that.
And why do you think you didn't?
Actually, I'm not sure. I think it has this crazy feeling that it was too easy.
But that's the...
I know!
That's what you'll get. It's because you're probably used to the chase because you always go for bad boys.
Yeah.
And so now that it's easy, even though that's how it's supposed to be. Well, it has to feel right, but it also has... I mean, the best relationships and the right ones are effortless.
And what I want right now is just that kind of thing that I had in the past, but I didn't pay attention to it. But actually, there was one thing.
Yeah.
That's why I know he wasn't like a guy who I would be with. He was very insecure. And that's exactly what happens to me.
Okay, that's yeah.
Because he loved me, like he really liked me.
He put all of his worth into you.
And because he really liked me, he was so insecure. And he wasn't himself when he was close to me.
Yeah.
He was this strong dude, strong dude. But close to me, he was a little kid. He wasn't himself. And I hated that. Like, I loved him, watching him far away. Yeah. But when he was with me, he was a totally different person. So that's exactly what happens to me when I'm close to the guys I'm into. It's
because
funny
you
how life goes around.
Well, I think... You know, so I always hate when people are like, Camilla, just don't care then, right? Because you're like, what is that even supposed to mean? Like, of course I care. I'm with someone I like. So I think you need to approach it with a different mindset. You need to say, I'm going to go everywhere I go. I'm going to go to make friends. And with the guy I like, I'm just going to be more playful.
Yeah.
Because I feel like even the word flirt, when people say like, oh, then flirt with him, Camilla. There's a pressure to even flirt.
Yeah.
So like, instead of saying flirt, go and play with him. Not dirtily. You know what I'm saying?
Go and
be playful. Like, let your inner kid out with this guy in particular. Like, just like be a little more playful with him. And it doesn't have to be, you know, just take the pressure off yourself.
That's it.
That's all it is.
You just need to take the pressure off.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm playful.
Yeah. You are. You are so playful.
Yeah, so, yeah.
All right, so now we're going to move into a regular piece of my show. This is called Wrinkle Wisdom, okay? So I need you to age yourself. And yes, this means you have to, like change your voice. Are you ready? I need you to put your old lady voice on. And I need you, as an old lady, to give yourself dating advice now.
Wow.
Yes, this is real.
Okay. How do I do it with an old lady?
You have to, like, hi, that's my
old lady. Oh, okay.
I'm going to be a really, like, I think I'm going to be, like, a really crazy old lady.
Okay.
All right, Camilla, give yourself some wrinkle wisdom.
Camilla, go for the heart and not for the face.
I love it.
Really, just go for the heart. The stronger you feel that they're a good person, just go for it. Never again go for looks. Ever in your life, it doesn't matter, and in the end everyone gets old anyway, so.
Oh my gosh, that was the cutest old lady voice, because you have the accent. And oh my god,
I hope at that point I don't have the accent anymore.
It was the cutest.
Yeah, I don't know,
but I love that. Go for the face, go for the heart.
Go for the heart, like, don't I love that looks,
I love that.
Please, I did it a lot and I regret.
This is why the friend falls in love. Because he gets to see this side of you.
The friend.
Yeah. Okay. So now we're going to get to this. This is the fun closing part of the episode. So, I mean, wow. This is flying by, right?
Wow. Yes.
So but don't worry. We'll see how long this one takes.
Okay.
So I told you earlier, like, I don't cuss because my mom and my grandma told me when I was younger, they sat me down and they said, one of the things that we don't want you to do, there's two things. There's you're not allowed to ride a motorcycle, number one.
Yes, that's
and number two, no cussing. Heather, it would break our hearts if we heard you cuss. So we're gonna call these boys truck boys because you guys know what I'm saying. I'm saying the F-boy thing. So this game is called LA Truck Boy versus Brazilian dogs, because
we call them dogs. Back
So in the United States we call them F boys, but in Brazil they call them
dogs.
So we are going to talk about the cultural differences between LA truck boys and Brazilian dogs. Ready?
Ready.
So you have seen the best of both worlds. You've lived in Brazil for your whole life, right?
Yeah.
And now you're 5 months into LA. You've done some dating.
Yeah.
Right? So we're going to talk about the differences, right?
Okay.
So I want to hear about, as far as like approaching a girl.
Mm-hmm.
So in Brazil, a guy sees, so let's say you're at a coffee shop. Okay. And a guy in Brazil, a guy that you're interested, or that sees you and is interested, how does he approach that?
Okay, usually they would come right up to you.
Okay.
Usually that doesn't happen in coffee shops. That's the funny thing.
Oh, okay.
We don't usually go for someone we see on the street. That's not
a thing. Okay.
It usually happens like flirting and stuff. It happens
through
on clubs or through friends.
Oh, clubs. Okay, well then we'll say it's a club.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, if it's a club. No, really.
What happens if they're interested
very,
in you?
Like,
forward.
Yeah. Like, they would grab you. Like, some guys would
like
just
grab
you.
Like, grab your butt?
That, no, grab you like your arm. That is changing right
He's
now.
Like, back it up, girl.
No, really, they are very aggressive. But that is changing right now. Uh-huh. I'm so pleased because it was so disrespectful. Like, literally, at clubs, I would walk.
I was
like,
gonna say, what did you have like?
No, I used to walk with my elbows.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I swear to God, like, they would just grab you and say, like, hey, let's talk, but, like, grabbing you, it's so...
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy.
Yeah, but, like, right now, what happens, they would just approach and say, hey, want to drink, want to talk.
Okay, but, so it's sort of similar to the truck boys?
Yeah, but I feel like the truck boys, I feel like guys here are more forward to, like, the first...
Oh, they are.
Yeah,
okay.
Like, to talk, to just approach you.
Okay.
It depends on the guy. But I've had like times when I was walking in the street and they were like, hey.
Uh-huh. So they don't do catcalling in Brazil?
What do you mean?
Oh, she doesn't know what that means. That's good. So catcalling is where like you walk in the street and it's like, yeah, damn baby.
Oh yeah.
And you're like,
oh yeah. They do. That's awful.
They do that in Brazil?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think you're better.
Oh, it's okay. Whatever.
Really? Okay. I just feel like in Brazil that happens a lot. And in guys stare more at girls on the street. It's like everyone is staring at everyone.
Oh,
it's very not comfortable.
Everyone's staring at
not
everyone.
Not comfortable at all. Yeah.
Okay, how about on a first date? So
you're
on the first date. What does a first date in Brazil look like? And what does a first date in LA look like?
Okay, the thing is, usually we don't have... I was talking to you about it. We don't have most like first dates.
Oh, yeah, listen to this, you guys. This is really interesting.
Yeah, like, it's not that we don't have. Some guys ask you out, but usually, like, if you're in a club, the guy would just like kiss you right away.
Okay.
Like, you don't have to talk. You don't have like
that is
a
so
friendship.
Weird. Okay, I don't know how I feel about it because I do believe
weird.
That a okay, yeah, it's weird. But I do believe that a kiss carries a lot of like it's a there's a chemistry and like so, like
yeah.
If you have a really good kiss, it's usually like good to explore it. I guess.
Yeah.
But. I think that's crazy that they don't even speak to you really and they just go right for the lips.
It is. Dang. They just go.
So how many guys have you kissed? No, I'm kidding. A lot probably.
No. Not that much. Really.
I feel like so many guys would think they would want Camilla. Like they would want Camilla, so if that's what they do, then I mean
I wish. No, I'm just kidding. Like I will always wear like very chill. Like,
yeah.
I wear like the kind of girl who would kiss. Not okay. So, but if I wanted to, guys,
they'll do it.
In Brazil, they just do it.
Okay.
Yeah. And I feel
they
like
just do it.
That's the main difference here.
Yeah.
I went on the first date here, mm-hmm. and we didn't kiss, and I thought it was so weird.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't
sometimes
kiss
sometimes, boy, there's like two types of boys.
Yeah.
Here. It's like the one who waits like 10 dates in, and you're like, dude, what is going on? Yeah. Or there's the guy who like, you know, right away they're like, and you're like, you're a truck boy. It's true though.
Oh my god.
Okay, so how about, the next topic was first kiss. So I guess Brazilian boys, it doesn't take much to do that.
No, but my first kiss, usually.
Tell me about your first kiss in the US. Did you have one yet?
Yeah. It was
look
awful.
At her face. Oh, What happened? What happened?
It was not good. Like, we didn't have that chemistry.
Oh.
And I don't know why people kiss each other without anything like
it's because they feel like they have sometimes they feel like they have to
no,
like they're like
don't.
Oh we're on a date so I must
no,
kiss
no in person maybe
yeah true here.
Like it was so weird it was like I was kissing a friend
oh,
you know
that sounds awful.
Yeah and he oh I'm so sorry maybe
no.
He's watching this
no he's not he's fine
it was a bad kiss just bad
yeah bad kisses are bad
yeah
and they're just like and then you give them the cheek but then it's like then they're like they try to get you again you're like is that for a reason
I was running he tried and I was like
what tell me your worst kiss story
my worst kiss
yeah was that it
I think so.
Yeah we those
That's
US boys represent
Brazilian guys are very good kissers.
Okay.
They are.
What do they do? What are their tricks?
I don't know. They're slow. I feel like guys here are like just in a rush. They want to guess somewhere.
Oh, that's probably like representative of our whole culture here.
Yeah.
They're like, let's work 24/7.
Yeah. They're so fast. Yeah. That's not nice at all.
I know.
It feels like.
Move slow.
Yeah, ooh. Just calm down.
Look at this kissing tip from Camilla.
Just chill, you know. Just enjoy
just
the
like
moment.
Be passionate.
Yeah. And yeah, I think that was close to the worst kiss I've ever had.
Yeah. How was your first kiss?
It was nice. It was with a guy I liked.
Okay,
like,
that's
I
good.
Loved him.
Plus.
He was like my biggest crush at my school. But it was weird. It was inside a stair, like a building stair. We were like 13.
Aww.
And
you were youngin.
Yeah. And it was like a birthday party. So he asked me out. He was like, let's go outside. Let's talk.
Okay.
And then he pulled me to the stairs and we kissed.
Oh,
but we were friends
smooth.
Already. We were friends already. And the worst part is like all of his friends knew. So they were all waiting for us at the exit.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was weird. But it was nice for me.
I had my worst kiss story is I had a guy. It was really sad because we had gone on many, many dates and then finally, like, and I met his whole family, like.
Wow, no way.
Oh yeah. Like, it was like an intense before we even kissed. Yeah.
Wow.
We went on like a trip with his family.
No way.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
But I love that. Like, being friends. Like,
well, yeah,
actually.
Because we were friends before that and then it was sort of like we just had started, like, we knew we liked each other, but it was just kind of like still slow.
Uh-huh.
And then finally, he's driving me home and decides that's the moment. So we get to my house and I'm not even kidding. Just went, he started the kiss like tongue out. Like there was not even like lips, like it was just tongue. And then I was like going to kiss like this. He tried to jam his tongue through my teeth like this. He was fighting my teeth. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing right now? And so I'm like trying to back up, and he's just still going for it. So now we're in a car. He's like almost on top of, like, it was a mess, you guys.
I love that.
And then afterwards, he texts me and he goes, "That was amazing." And I was
like, "No way."
And I'm the kind of person, like, I am a very on, like, I
me
can't.
Me too. I cannot lie.
I cannot lie.
I can lie. So I only when I'm acting, but that's not lying.
Yeah. So cute. Only when I'm acting. It's just my job. No. No. So I, of course, like he said, "That was amazing." And I was like, "Yes, that wasn't exactly the most amazing for me, and I think we're definitely gonna need to work on that." But then the thing is that it was so bad that I had no desire to work on it because
so bad.
I was like, I don't know, I don't even know where to start.
No, but I feel like if I really like the person, I think I will help.
Okay, I tried to help, so I did end up trying.
Yeah.
And then I gave up because there was like, he just was like, and I'm like, no, not even peck. Like, we're not, it's not. Wow. And so I was just like, we'll try another time.
That
and then that was
so
the end
bad.
Of the, our date. I know, but, you know, I probably should. I think if it was Heather now, I would have given him more of like, let's go
like
through
a coach.
Kissing training.
Kissing coach.
A kissing coach, yeah.
Come on. Here,
exactly.
Like, I'll help you.
No, yeah, so poor guy. But, you know, it's okay.
I know. Like, story.
Created a good story.
Yeah, good story.
Okay, so how does texting go? And,
I hate texting. LA.
Okay, me too. I know, right?
I hate it.
I know.
First, because people just assume you have a connection because you're texting each other.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't believe that.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people, and, like, if you're watching this, just kidding. Like, I know a lot of people who just, like, are very close to you when they're texting you.
Uh-huh.
And when they're in front of you, they just pretend they don't know you.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Is that like the, like, you mean guy, like a,
it's like
relationship dating wise?
It's like there are two dimensions, like the text one and
the two dimensions.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it like that.
It's like two
it's
dimensions,
true.
Really. Like, you have some kind of connection with some people that you have in mind that you don't have in person.
Yeah.
It's like you're not that close in person. So I feel like that's so fucked up because, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Because, like, you feel like you have something.
And then they get there in person, you're like, but maybe they're like you, Camilla. Maybe they're like, maybe you.
Then it's never gonna happen. Then that's how you know.
So do you prefer guys to call you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
Me too.
I have a hard time calling guys, like a really hard time.
Because you get nervous?
Yeah, and that's also a thing in Brazil. Like, girls don't come up to guys. Uh-huh. Now we're starting to.
Do girls text guys?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
But, like, what I feel like that I don't do that is because I never know if they're actually into me.
Yeah.
And I think it's so awkward, like, if I go for it and they're like, "Oh, let's, you know, you got it wrong. Let's just be friends." So I think, I don't know what I would do. I would just stuck my head in a hole.
So you gotta get over that, like, okay. This is what I always tell people. Like, okay, you get okay, so the guy you like, you go up to him, and you end up, like, trying to ask him out, and he says no, okay?
Oh, my God.
Did your life change?
No.
It's, of course, there's a moment of, like, oh, darn. But, like, you're still gonna go to your same things. It's not gonna ruin, like, and
I feel like,
and you have control of making it cool again. You know,
it's
you,
just harder when it's a person you see a lot. Like,
but that's where you have to get rid of, like, that building. Like, you have to get rid of the expectations because that's why you're being like, ooh, when you see him in person, because you put so much pressure by building, like, this whole love story in your head.
Yeah.
And then when it doesn't go your way, you're like,
expectations for me, they're never good.
No,
like, because
no.
You don't know what's gonna happen.
Exactly.
So you just expect something that probably like 99% of
it doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen. At least it doesn't happen that way.
Yes, yeah.
And you're stuck into that story. Maybe there's something better to happen and you're not allowing yourself to see that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's true.
I love it. I love the advices. I'll
the advices.
I'm sorry.
like, texting-wise, do guys in Brazil, like, do they say, you know, in London, or you know when you're texting a British guy and they say, like, XX?
Oh,
do they do that in Brazil? Do they have any like BB or?
No, I feel like
do they call
they
you
have
baby?
A lot. Like, I had a big time trying to figure it out.
Uh-huh.
I used to date this guy here. He was actually Canadian,
uh-huh.
And And he used so much slangs and words I didn't know. Uh-huh. And I was like, does it mean it's like a dating slang, or is
this
like...
This would have been a funny episode if I gave you a bunch of slang that
my
we used.
God! And had you... We wouldn't get anywhere.
I know, that's true.
I would be like... Huge.
She'd be like, I laughing. Don't know. That'd be funny to hear you though try to figure it out.
Oh yeah. No, the other day he said, like the other day, it's been a while, but he said something like peanut butter.
Jelly?
No, Jesus. But it was something that had nothing to do with peanut butter. And I interpreted it as if it had to. So I Googled, like I was like, oh, maybe he likes a lot of like peanut butter a lot. And he was like crying when I told him because he had nothing to do.
Oh my gosh, that's
so
hilarious.
Yeah, in Brazil, guys don't have like that kind of thing. They just say like, they could say princess.
Okay.
That's
weird. Oh yeah. See, that's where I would tap out right there.
Bebe, which is like baby.
Bebe?
My last boyfriend used to call me baby. And so he like reduced it to bae, which bae. Is like bae.
Bae.
From baby. Yeah. So yeah, that's something they do, which I don't actually remember.
See, princess, that would make
princess,
me throw up.
Yeah, princess is
fine. Okay, how about, do guys in Brazil, let's say you're on a couple days, you said they basically make boyfriend, girlfriend, like, week in, you're good to go.
That's the thing, in Brazil, a lot of guys are just like...
They move fast.
No.
Oh, no.
They, like, what I feel like, it's like, they don't want to date.
Oh.
Like since we kiss, like they kiss a lot of people every day.
They don't
want to stop.
Yeah.
They like the kissing.
Got it.
A lot of girls. So it's very hard to actually go to dating with a guy back home.
Do you feel like the truck boys want to date?
No.
I was going to say, are we better down here? Because I don't think so.
You're not. No.
No, we are not.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's hard.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna make the same mistakes I did back home. I feel like in the end, it's similar. It's just like the way things go is different, but the base of their thoughts and the way they do things, it's very similar. And we can feel it. We know when a guy is not the right one.
Yeah.
Not because he's a bad person.
Yeah.
But the way he sees things and the way he deals with that kind of thing is not gonna be good for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, I'm still waiting for. Not feeling that.
How about style and fashion?
Oh.
What kind of... what's the difference do you feel? Do you like the style better in... Do you like the Brazilian dog style better or the truck boys?
I feel like... The thing is, I feel like Brazil is inspired a lot by U.S.
Oh, okay.
But guys here, I love the style. Like much more than back home.
Yeah.
It's like back home they're trying to copy something that is nice here.
And now you have the real deal.
I love it.
It's funny because I did a Heather on the Streets episode where I asked people what is the first thing you notice when you see someone you're interested in, and almost all the girls said style.
Yeah.
And I thought that was so interesting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, I don't know if I would say that, but I heard it from everyone.
It does.
So interesting.
And because it talks so much about the way you are.
Yeah.
I feel I wanted to do fashion years ago because I felt like it expresses so much of your own personality.
Yeah.
So, and the thing is, I always like try not to dish a guy just because he was wearing like this workout gym sneakers with pants and a social shirt. But I love to see how guys show their personalities. Everyone.
I love that about LA though, that you can, everyone's really, you see this on the streets, like everyone has their own, they're rocking their own thing.
Yeah.
And you can almost see so much about them just from the way that they dress.
Not that I think it matters, it matters. Like, you don't have to be stylish.
Like,
but
you don't have to wear like,
me who you, how you see yourself.
Yeah.
And it's a good hint.
Yep. Can you tell everyone where to find you and promote any of the stuff that you want people to see or listen to or buy?
I'm using my Instagram right now. So it's like Camila Senna with double N. Senna with double N.
One L.
One L on Camila and double N on Senna.
Perfect.
I post a lot there lately. It's my main focus. But also I have a YouTube channel. It's Camila Sena Videos.
Ooh.
I have a few, like, I haven't been posting, but I'm gonna start again.
Yeah.
Now here and in English. A lot of, all my videos are in Portuguese, but now I'm starting to do that in English.
Fun.
So
okay.
You can follow me there. Those are the two main things.
Awesome. So make sure you guys give her a follow, and you guys know where to find me at Heather A. Hopkins, and I love you all. Have an awesome week.
If you guys enjoyed the show, please show your love by leaving a review on iTunes. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I hope that you have the most amazing week.